Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
All right, Roland, I want to apologize for being on the bandwagon of the Texans.
I have put in a call to the Pope. There will be an on-air exorcism performed to keep you away. Away. Tom, stay the hell away. Just don't even, please.
I want to apologize for those 40-something points that our defense gave up.
Yes.
Our
renounce.
Defense.
Renounce.
Our defense gave up 40-something points.
Renounce your bandwagon membership right now. Right now. Say, I renounce
it. I'm still in the bandwagon.
Hell no. Oh, no.
I love Houston. I love the city of Houston.
Ever since you got on the Bears bandwagon, they have disappeared.
I want to apologize for number 24.
Okay. Who is
in the burn unit right now.
Andre Johnson, I tried to get him off. My God.
He's in the burn unit.
Yeah, Roland. Your guest is holding.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about, what's going on.
He's a Lions fan. Tom jumped on his bandwagon for a while. All right. It's a rough time financially in Detroit. Tom's on that bandwagon. And of course, in Michigan.
I love Detroit. Yes.
In Michigan, of course, they are trying to pull a Scott Walker in Wisconsin, trying to pull what John Kasich did in Ohio, and that is go after union workers. A massive protest planned again this week. President Barack Obama was there yesterday weighing in, saying right to work. Workers there should not be targeted. Al Garrett, he is a AFL-CIO leader there. Al, good morning.
Good morning.
So for our listeners, exactly what is the governor, what are the state Republicans trying to do, why and how they're targeting union workers?
Well, very simply, what they're trying to do is roll back the clock. They want to make the state of Michigan a right to work for less state. That is, they are attempting to define unions, for they can't fight back against the employer or these right-wing Republicans as they dismantle the state.
Now, what they're doing is they targeting the union dues, basically saying
workers should not be
forced to have to turn over their money to a union. It should be voluntary.
That's what they're saying. But I want you to understand that in Michigan, union membership is not forced. It is a fair share state. That is, the money that is spent by the union negotiating contracts, grievance administration, organizing, legislature lobbying, and legal work done on behalf of the workers, everyone that's under that contract has to pay their fair share. Other monies that the unions spend with regards to political action, they can say, I don't want you to take political action with my money. It's refunded to them. Every year we pay a CPA firm that goes through our books and determines what's chargeable in terms of fair share and what isn't chargeable. So if we gave money to the Michigan Mental Health Association, and we do that every year, we do a golf outing and raise money for them, well, any money that we give them, a fair share payer doesn't have to contribute towards that.
Okay.
So at the end of every year, the CPA comes in. He does an audit on the books. He determines what percentage of our dollar is spent for non-collective bargaining efforts, and we have to use that percentage to determine what the fair share portion would be for a person who chooses not to be in the union.
How close is this to getting passed and signed into law by the government?
It's very, very close. That's why we're literally taking thousands up to Lansing to register our protest against this cockamamie idea. Now, mind you, this governor ran, and right to work was not his issue. And up until really the last 2 weeks, his position was, we don't need that in Michigan. And somehow, I guess, the DeVoses and the Koch people got to him, and miraculously, he went through a metamorphosis, and bam, it's on the agenda. And let me tell you, they have moved this thing through the legislature in warp speed. Literally, there were 90 minutes of discussion to pass a law that turns back Michigan more than 50 years. And so it looks like we're going to protest. We're going to register our disdain, and we're not going to let it go. that if it means we've got to recall folk come the next after this new panel comes in, then that's what we're going to do. Keep in mind, the folks doing this is the lame duck. Many of these folk who are voting for this law won't be there come January.
So at least
we've asked the governor,
right,
wait till the new folks come in. Let's have a real discussion about right to work, what it brings and what it doesn't bring. What it really brings is an opportunity to weaken unions so they can effectively represent their people.
Well, I'll tell you what, the bill was introduced on Thursday. It could be passed today, signed by the governor today. That shows how fast they have been moving to make this possible. Very, very tough. Reminds us again of Wisconsin and Ohio. And so we'll be watching to see exactly what happens. Al Garrett, thanks so much. We appreciate it.